Welcome to Palestine Today, a service of the International Middle East Media Center, www.imemc.org, for Wednesday, December 3rd, 2014. Israeli settlers and troops attacks leave three Palestinians injured, and troops kidnap civilians. These stories and more coming up. Stay tuned. Israeli troops shot and injured a Palestinian teenager on Wednesday evening at a shop in Mishor Adumim illegal settlement near Al-Izariya town in occupied East Jerusalem. Ibrahim Abu Sneina, 16, was shot by Israeli police, then taken to unknown location. The Israeli police claims he tried to stab two Israeli settlers at the Rami Levi supermarket. Later, Israeli troops invaded Al-Izariya town and searched a number of homes, including Abu Sneina family house. Clashes erupted between local youth and invading troops. No injuries were reported. Staying in Jerusalem, Israeli troops invaded a number of areas in the city, searched and ransacked homes on Wednesday at dawn before kidnapping four youth. The Israeli police claimed that the four are involved in hurling stones at the army. Earlier on Wednesday afternoon, two Palestinian civilians were injured after an Israeli settler opened fire at them at the village of Bitillo near the central West Bank city of Ramallah. According to local sources, both men, Ahmed Ziyada and Thabit Bazar, sustained critical wounds and were moved to Ramallah City Hospital for treatment. In other news, Israeli troops kidnapped on Wednesday a Palestinian man as he was near the entrance of the illegal Israeli settlement of Al-Kaniya, just outside the northern West Bank city of Salfit. According to Israeli sources, the young man tried to attack the security guard of the settlement. No more details were announced. And that's all for today from the IMEMC News. This was the Wednesday, December 3rd, 2014, news roundup from the occupied Palestinian territories. For more news and updates, please visit our website at www.imemc.org. Today's report has been brought to you by George Shmawi and me, Bassam Bandura.